Terrence Blanchard, thanks for taking some time to speak with Art and Seek.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, we're connecting during a very busy year for you. Already, you've been nominated for an Oscar. You've won your 6th Grammy, and you're completing pre-production of your 2nd opera that'll premiere in June. So, man, have you had a better start to a year?
No. I mean, it's been incredible. I mean, there's even more to come. I'm doing this production of Caravan, where we're taking the music from the album live with the E Collective, and we're going to have video mapping from a great artist named Andrew Scott, and we're going to have the Rennie Harris Hip Hop Dance Company performing with us, so we're going to be doing that as well.
Terrence, you mentioned the artist you'll be working with to present Caravan, UT Dallas professor Andrew Scott and the Rennie Harris Dance Company. And I'm curious, do you see this as one complete piece of artwork? I mean, are these guys a member of your band?
Well, we're going to find out when we start rehearsing. but I suspect it's going to be an amazing experience. You know, working with Andrew, he's kind of like the extra man. You know, he's our secret weapon. When we've done shows with him, you know, people have commented on the visuals just as much as the music. So now we're adding Rennie Harris to the mix, and it should be even more impactful to have 3D images of human beings moving around the stage, reacting to this music while we have the visuals behind us as well.
So Terrence, I read the Medium article you wrote in 2015 about Eric Gardner, a man killed in an interaction with police. And I'm wondering if you can tell us why you decided to speak up about gun violence and police brutality.
Well, I felt like there wasn't much happening. You know, I mean, the shootings kept occurring. And the only thing we were hearing were, you know, thoughts and prayers. And it became frustrating, you know. So I felt like there's something that we could do in our little corner of the world to just speak about it, you know, and put it out there. You know, I went to the school where Philando Castile was shot, man. And I met a lot of those little kids who loved and adored him. And he was a very upstanding gentleman and a well-respected and well-loved human being. And for him to be shot the way he was shot, we have to turn that around. We have to turn that around. People cannot look at each other and make a snap decision based on their looks. That has to change.
Were you able to talk to communities about what's happening? And I mean, you even came to Dallas after the Dallas police shooting as well.
Yeah, no, we had panel discussions in Dallas. We did stuff in Cleveland. We did stuff in New York. We've been doing it wherever we can. You know, the main thing is, what we're trying to do is to push people to action. That's the only thing that other folks understand.
You know, hearing your passion and hearing the work you've invested into this, I'm wondering, do you believe that the arts, music, dance, sculpture, what have you, can help bring about racial healing?
Of course. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I've always believed that. When we were doing the album live, we were in Cleveland. And this one gentleman gave us the biggest compliment anyone could ever give us. He walked in and he said he thought he was going to hear the music from my album, A Tale of God's Will, which is the music from the documentary about Hurricane Katrina. And it's very different type of music. It's very pretty, you know, and it's emotional. Well, he said when he heard us play this music, he said, "You guys just sounded angry to me. You sounded angry, you know." And he said, "But then you told us what the music was about." And then he said, "Well, my next thought was, well, if the guy who created A Tale of God's Will is this angry, I need to rethink my position on gun control." So that's music opening up this guy's heart and his soul to go back and rethink a position that he's been holding for I don't know how long.
Well, Terrence Blanchard, I'm very much looking forward to seeing the performance of Caravan. And I thank you a lot for sharing some of your time with me.
No, thank you, man. I appreciate it.